Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Tae ao manuia, atamaria koutou. You're listening to The Real Fish Show. This is a pop-up episode under the Quarter Bananas Radio on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. It's 10 o'clock and the weather's pretty good outside. Apparently it's supposed to go a bit like murky and some light showers later, but I just can't see it right now. But you know, it is Te Whanganui Ātara. Anything can happen with the weather is concerned. And good morning to Debbie. Debbie, you got your
mic on? Good morning.
Yes. I haven't seen you since the...
Oh, forever.
Football, what's it?
It was the Women's World Cup.
Here in Pōneke.
Yep.
And you were volunteering.
I was.
Yeah. That's how long I haven't seen you.
And I had my purple hair.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 2 years ago. Because I was thinking, oh, I don't think I've met Debbie yet. And then last night while I was coming up with what we're going to do today, I was like, wait a minute, you have met Debbie yet, Egg. But yeah, good to see you. How have you been?
Good, thank you. Yep.
What have you been up to?
I have moved out of the Hutt Valley and I've moved into Candala. So it's my big sort of...
Yeah, that's right. Because when you said you were coming down from Candala, I went, oh, whoa, she's moved closer to the city.
Yeah. Well, it's all happening in
the city. Brought that about?
Granddaughter starting school in Nio.
Oh, okay.
And just wanting to be a bit more sociable.
Oh, okay. So closer to the pulse of our great capital.
Indeed.
So... later on, we've got recommendations, some recs, new music as always, and I'm going to be talking about the new season of Wednesday, and then we'll talk about later the Waitangi Tribunal exhibition, He Kura Toi Tangata, that is currently at Te Waka Huia Wellington Museum until October the 12th, and then kind of segue into Matike Mai. And how that relates to our Te Tiriti and our constitutional founding document. Also want to say congratulations to Te Pāti Māori. Did you see in the news this morning? They won the by-election in Tamaki Makaurau. So they
excellent.
Have got the Māori seat. Apparently only 21% in the end turned up to vote or voted online if you can. I don't know what these new rules, what you can do or not. I haven't fully looked into it yet.
No.
I just had to make sure the last couple of weeks, because I've been so busy with mahi, that I'm on the electoral roll that I'm meant to be on.
Right, yep.
And that I can vote for our local elections soon. Because I've been living out in Kapiti for the last year and a half.
Oh, nice.
So I've had to transition, so I've got to vote for Kapiti Council out there. Yep. And Barbara Edmonds is our MP for the Mana electorate.
Right.
I think they had a few changes too in terms of regions.
Yeah.
Because some people, they're no longer calling Rongotai the Rongotai electorate. It's Wellington Bays.
No.
Like, get out of here, eh? anyway, enough yapping from me. Like I said, we've got some music from Daniel Caesar, but right now here we've got I Never Miss Him Anymore from Jesse James Decker and Joss Stone. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Quarter Bananas radio program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Okay, we're having some technical difficulties here, so while our tech Debbie sorts it out, World Cup, who has been watching the Women's World Cup? Well, unfortunately, when I was out in Biddeford, which is outside of Masterton in the Wairarapa last weekend, I went, okay, I'm going to watch England versus Samoa, because my lovely friends that I was staying with, they have Sky Sport, and apparently you can record anything you want on any channel. I don't know, because everything that I watch is online. So, because usually the games, because of the time difference, in the middle of the night, like 4 o'clock in the morning or something. So I watched the England versus Samoa game, and my friends are English, and one of them, he said in the most polite way, I'm sorry, but you know we are going to kill you. And I was like, fine. I was like, yeah, hello. The resources, you know, that England has in comparison to Pacific nation like Samoa.
Yeah.
that was a given. But yeah, the score was 92-3.
Oh.
But, you know, when they...
That doesn't reflect the game.
No, though. No, not at all. No. I loved, you know, this is what I love about being Samoan, and I could see this. When they got that penalty, 3 points, I was like...
Yay!
I know, everyone in the whole stadium were like, yes, oh my God. And so I guess it was worth watching the game, and just seeing people like, yes, sport is competitive, but watching women play obviously is very different in terms of genders.
It is.
Because they were all celebrating afterwards.
Yes.
And dancing.
Yes.
You know, the crowds that they're pulling in is immense.
Yes.
So are we ready?
Well, let's it's out of my cover, so let's have a look.
Yeah,
it's the cable, I think.
So we're going to try and get, this song here is a new one from Jesse James Decker and Joss Stone. It's I Never Miss Him Anymore. You're on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. He's not always on my mind. I'm not crying all the time. I never miss him anymore. No, not first thing in the morning. No, no. Or even early afternoon. I never ever. Whakorongo koe ki te Ikamata Show under the Quartered Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Yes. change her, you change her. You change your energy when we get home. Get what you need and then I'm all alone.
That was an awesome tune by Daniel Caesar called Call On Me. You're listening to the... Yeah, you're enjoying it, eh?
Indeed.
You're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Call to Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. This is a pop-up episode with Lani the Magnificent, a.k.a. DJ Panda, and special guest tech, Debbie Stevens, who I haven't seen. The last time we did a show was like... almost 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you're no longer living in the hut.
No.
Kandala. What an interesting suburb to live in.
Oh, so when my kids were first born, I lived in Nye.
Oh, well, did you grow up here in Wellington?
No. I'm a King Country girl. I'm from Tararanui.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Did you watch the coronation?
Like why?
Oh, the Queen, like, it's been a year. There's huge celebrations.
Right.
It's been massive. Watching people posting online.
Yeah.
Commenting.
The Māori Queen.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's like been a year. How long has it been since Dad passed? I should really have.
It'd be about that.
Yeah.
So she's based up. Yeah. Tararanui is now part of the Ruapehu district.
But you know the name King Country came from
his
tupuna King Tawhiao.
Yes.
I only found that out recently.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, things that you don't know about our own history and our country.
All right.
But
I don't think it's actually even it's not just known as King Country anymore. I think it's
But I didn't know the origins of that name come from him. Because he used to be on like the I think it was the £5 note. They used to have the picture of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I 2 weeks ago I took a short rest break because I hadn't had a break from mahi since February.
Right.
And I've got some lovely old friends and outside of Masterton in Bedford, as nice. I said. They've got like a farm/lifestyle block. So we went car boat sailing and thrifting on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I found a stack of New Zealand Heritage magazines.
Oh, wow.
50 cents each.
Oh, my God.
You know I bought all of them. I wish they had more.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I just couldn't stop reading all the info, and I read up about that because it was like, obviously, there's a lot of colonial history in there, and it's interesting the amount that they give to Māori or when they mention Indigenous people and how they say it.
Right.
But if you can, like, look past that, like King Country, King Tawhiao, and there was a £5 note with him on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
It's a shame. Hopefully the National Library's got all that stuff.
I'm pretty sure it would be in the archives.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to talk about, okay, but this is one thing. I watch everything illegally online. I don't make no bones about it. I don't care. Arrest me. I shouldn't say that because one of the few countries where we can protest about genocide and not get physically assaulted
indeed
by people who are meant to be protecting us or arrested or both.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter if you're disabled or elderly. Nobody's safe around the world. We're watching this. So we shouldn't take our freedoms for granted here. I think the latest protest I saw was maybe run by the Pōneke Antifa group, was outside because the FBI now officially has an office.
They have.
In the
as
CBD.
Part of the US embassy, they've got an office.
And they were like...
I saw posters. I thought, what the hell?
Did you, I saw videos. I saw videos outside like, of online of them all, you know, racking up outside down by Parliament, which I thought was hilarious. I love this. I love this country, you know, when it's been sane.
Yeah.
But like, so I watch everything online illegally. This is because Debbie was asking me Wednesday, there's a new season of Wednesday.
Yep.
And she, for those of you guys who are too young to know who Wednesday is, that is Wednesday Addams. So she's obviously a fictional character from the Addams family. And I was just asking you, Debbie, did you ever watch The Addams Family?
Yes.
When it was on television?
Oh, way back when, yes.
Yeah. And yeah, it was a bit weird because, you know, Gomez, her dad.
Yes.
Was, you know, was played by a white guy, but he's Mexican. So I never understood. Yeah, it was real weird.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see in this rendition of the Addams Family, but it's based on Wednesday and her character and what she gets up to while she's at boarding school. That Louis Guzman plays her dad.
They've got the same actress playing the second season?
Yes, Jenny Ortega, who's also Mexican.
She plays the part.
She was great. But you know what? You know what I didn't like about last season? And me and some of my friends didn't like about it. We felt like, because I've always felt like Wednesday's character was asexual.
Right.
But they had her chasing, I don't know, there was a romance storyline within the biggest storyline of the first season. Have you watched it yet?
The first season?
Yeah.
I did.
Do you remember much of it?
Didn't really pick that up. But
okay. Maybe.
Yeah.
But so I was like, I saw the new season was on, like the first half, and I was like, do I want to watch this I was just so disappointed, even though I thought she did a really fantastic job. I went, okay, I'm going to give it a try. And then it was like, there's no romance storyline. And I was like, yes, but there is. It's very, very subtle.
Yeah.
But it continues from the first season, which I think I need to rewatch.
Right.
So I binge watched the first half of the second season, and then I binge watch over a day the second half of the second season.
All right.
And it's fantastic. Like, do you know Joanna Lumley plays Wednesday's grandmama?
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
She's brilliant, as you expect.
Yeah.
And for people, Joanna Lumley is, you know, Patsy.
She's out there.
Yeah. Absolutely fabulous. Yeah, so she plays another out there character.
Right.
And as grandmama, she's just like, she's amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, I remember Joanna Lumley, and you'll remember this because you're as old as I am. Do you remember Sapphire and Steel, that British science fiction program?
Yes, yes.
You know she's Sapphire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And David, what's his face, was Steel.
I remember her.
Yeah, what I remember Joanna Lumley from. As you know, and years later, absolutely fabulous. And also, I don't think these are spoilers, me telling, because the cameos in here and the newest principal, the new principal of the school, is played by Stephen. Now, I'm not sure how to say his surname, Steve Buscemi.
Oh.
You know, he was on The Wedding Singer, and he becomes a wedding singer towards the end, but he's in lots of stuff.
Right, yeah.
Quentin Tarantino films,
right.
Reservoir Dogs. Not sure if he's in Pulp Fiction. He plays the principal, and he's hilarious as well. Gwyneth comes back. Is it Brienne of Tarth from Game of Thrones?
Oh, okay.
You know, the 10-foot Amazon British actress. Yeah, she comes back because she was the previous principal before, and then she got murdered in the first season. But it is so funny. She comes back as Wednesday's spirit guide, which Wednesday is not happy about, and she's not happy about it either. But the banter between the two,
right? Yeah,
and the manner, it's hilarious! I couldn't stop laughing.
Okay, I'm just gonna have to. I'll have to have a chat after this. Let's show me how to get access to it.
Well, and the other thing, because there's like, it's very like, I think it's queer related. Lady Gaga's in it.
Whoa.
She plays a character.
Right.
And
I think she's amazing.
Yeah. Do you remember Wednesday's dance that she did?
Oh, yes.
Last season. So this season, it's Enid, her, you know, her so-called bestie. Well, right. Enid sees Wednesday as her best friend.
Right.
However, Wednesday feels differently about that. And yes. Enid's like a werewolf. Right. So her and then this kid that stalks Wednesday.
Right.
And her special powers, she can be invisible.
Right.
But yeah, she's like single white female of Wednesday's. They do the dance section this time, and the song is by Lady Gaga.
Oh, my God, okay.
Yeah, so I think we'll take a short break here. Yes. But here is the song from Wednesday, season 2. Highly recommend that everybody watch it. It's called The Dead Dance, Lady Gaga. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Like the words of a song, I hear you call. Like a thief in my head, you criminal. You stole my thoughts before I dreamed them. And you killed my queen with just one pawn. This goodbye is no surprise. This goodbye won't make me cry. Can I keep on dancing until I'm dead? Dancing until I'm dead. Dancing until I'm dead. Yeah, I'll keep on dancing until I'm dead. You've created a creature of the night. Now I'm haunting your air, your soul, your eyes. This goodbye is no surprise. This goodbye won't make me cry. Can I keep on? Yeah.
That was awesome. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show on the Cool to Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. And that's the tune The Dead Dance by Lady Gaga, especially written for Wednesday, which is the second season is out now for folks to watch on Netflix. How much is Netflix, you were saying? It's like $40 a month now.
Yeah.
Whoa. 43 or used to be like 12.
What pissed me off is that they just increased it without telling us. Like it went from three to four, maybe. Yeah.
That's the day and age now. You need to go and read stuff, folks, because it's just real passive.
Yeah.
Things happen without you knowing.
Yeah.
It's like the internet. It's always happening in the background.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to talk about today is quite relevant. He Kura Toi Tangata, the Waitangi Tribunal exhibition, it's been on display at Te Wakahoya Wellington Museum since May, and it closes around October the 12th. So you've got another month to check it out.
Right.
So last Thursday, we had an artist response series begin with Tutiata Avia opening Kotahitanga. So it's artists responding to the exhibition. It's a celebration of Waitangi Tribunal's 50 years since its inception from 1975 to 2025. And the people from the board who carefully curated 50 photographs from each year from 1975 to 2025. There's also Waiata, Po, and a short documentary with people who are currently on the board, people who work around Te Tiriti, which is our nation's constitutional founding document. And it's under attack. There's probably the worst kind of attacks that it's been under through this coalition government, worst. And so it was awesome that we had Tutiata Avia open for us. She likes to self describe the act party's poet laureate. But her response, this poem that she wrote was fantastic. It really had people going. But I recommend, because there's still a lot of people don't realise that this exhibition has been there since May.
Right, no.
Go down to number 3, Jervoice Quay. We're right by Noku Te Ao, capital E, which is in the TSB Arena building. And it used to be the old Maritime Museum. Te Wakahoea, it's the city museum.
Yep.
We are not Te Papa, the national museum.
National, right.
Which, I think a lot of people get confused by in Wellington.
Mm.
I think they're confused because it's like, because Te Papa, which is New Zealand's museum, is in our city.
Yes.
People assume it's the city museum and it's not.
No.
Why we get a lot of international visitors going to Te Papa. But
they should go to both.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The second artist that will be responding, Takatāpui artist, Māori Samoan multidisciplinary performer Te Kura Huia, she will be on next Thursday. The doors open at the museum at 5:30. She will begin 6 o'clock and perform, give her response to the exhibition for about half an hour. Everybody has a break, and then she'll do a Q&A. And, you know, by 7 o'clock it's finished, but the bar will stay open till 8 o'clock.
Right.
You can view the exhibition.
Yeah.
If you want a ticket, they're $35 for adults, $25 for students, unwaged. Just go onto the museum's Wellington website and or hit Kotahitanga. You'll find us, the event pages, on Facebook. So I wanted to know, what is your feelings around this Te Tiriti and currently the attacks?
It's disgraceful. It's like we're going backwards in time, and it's like all these privileged white people just want to have their way with the way it used to be, and there's just no fucking way it should go back to the way it used to be.
But do you think it's just privileged white people? Because I feel like, because we've been a country
It's the new generation don't realise the history.
In terms of mainstream education, I think that's older people too, though. They don't, because we're not taught our history in mainstream education.
Right.
A lot of people don't actually have any idea, like, what Te Tiriti is.
No.
What is a founding document? What is a constitution?
Yeah.
What is the Waitangi Tribunal?
Yeah.
And that's okay to not know.
Yes.
We recently had, in relation to the exhibition and an annual wellness program that we do specifically in winter, we had a gold card tour of the exhibition for our senior folks.
Right.
And what it created was a space for people to ask these questions.
Right.
And not get criticised.
Yes.
Not get shot down.
Yeah.
Because there was a woman there, you know, so we're talking about 65 plus.
Yeah.
And she asked the question because they were also showing highlights of people in the museum that sort of related to the exhibition, because in 1975, the creation of the Waitangi Tribunal is linked to the Māori Hikoi land protest,
yep,
led by Dame Whenua Cooper,
yes,
which were the catalysts being the young people were getting frustrated and they went to her,
yeah,
and they asked her, "Whaia, we need your help." So we had her at the top in the attic. We've got a big photograph of her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, you know, because that ended here on the steps of Parliament.
Yes.
And I don't think many people know that Carmen, our Carmen,
oh, yes,
Dupe,
yeah,
met her on the steps of the Parliament because, right, you know, obviously Carmen's Māori.
Yeah.
She's from King Country too.
She was. She went to Taranui High School.
Taumaranui. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because those things, obviously, important to her.
Yeah.
And it was important for her to meet Whenua,
yes,
on the steps of Parliament.
Yes.
So, yeah, there you go. Another bit of history for you.
Yes.
So where was I going with this?
Yeah, the woman was asking a question.
Oh, so she assumed, because another thing that we've been teaching people is that our Te Tiriti was done in portions, right?
Yeah.
To go around the motus.
Yes.
For rangatira to sign. Now, the portion of Te Whanganui, the Te Tiriti document, a portion of it came here, yes, out in Te Whanganui Harbour.
Right.
Got the name of the boat, maybe the Ariel. That's not important.
No.
But what's important is that there were five wahine, mana wahine rangatira that signed it,
right,
from mana whenua. And I think maybe 13 in total signed Te Tiriti as a whole from different iwi.
Yeah.
And she was like, she asked, she said, so they had female leaders as well, because I always thought only the men were leaders.
Right.
And I said, I don't think you're the only one, but
yes.
So how did that happen? It would be, yep, because the onset of the colonization and what that brought over,
right,
with them. And but she was astounded.
Yes.
I
did not know that.
What, that about 13 women?
Yes.
Yeah, from what they can see, there could have been more.
Yeah.
And then there was like, oh, why so many in this area of Aotearoa?
Yeah.
And I just assumed, I speculated, this is pure speculation on, right, my part, because I said, well, you know, Ngati Toa Rangatira, because Kahe Te Reo Te Rangi is one of the signatories.
Right.
And she's in the sister iwi of, she's from the sister iwi of Ngati Toa, which is Ngati Haumea.
Right.
I think it's because Ngāti Toa are quite staunch. I mean, Te Reo Paraha is their ancestor, so
yeah,
very strategic. That's why he's good at warfare.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, this, like I said, it's my speculation, my two cents. Any warrior, you know, if you're a good warrior, well, why not? But there's probably a better reason than that. But, yeah, we're really lucky because we've got Maria Pōmāre, who's an ancestor of Kahe Te Reo Te Rangi. And she'll be coming next month to the museum to talk to the epic life,
whoa,
of Kahe Te Reo Te Rangi, as, yeah, told by Maria Pōmāre, who great-grandparents are Lady and Maria and Sir Maui Pōmāre. And that's part of Wellington Heritage Festival.
Right.
Because I don't know if people know that Kahe is the woman that swam from Kapiti Island back to the mainland, to Waikanae, to warn iwi of an incoming tribal war party.
Wow.
And she had her baby on her back.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty cool. So
that is.
Yeah, if you guys want to know about where she grew up, you know, how she became the, yeah, the person she was, because she lived in Paikākārākei and ran an inn with her husband.
Wow.
He was Pākehā.
Right.
But
so how do we find out more about her?
Well, you can Google it online.
Right.
Or you can look out for the Wellington Heritage Festival,
yep,
program, which will be coming out soon. I think she'll be speaking at the museum.
Yep.
I think Sunday, October the 26th, which is a long weekend, but not everybody goes away. So if you're stuck for something to do in the long weekend, come to Te Wakahoea Wellington Museum.
26th of September.
Yeah, the tickets are very affordable. I think it's like $15, $20.
Yep.
We'll provide manaaki as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, she'll also be bringing in taonga. Wow. She'll be wearing Kahe's Hei Tiki.
Wow.
Yeah, and she lets people touch them and take photos, which, wow, I think is really generous.
Yeah, yeah.
And there'll be a couple of generations of that family. Her mother will be there.
Right.
And her daughter, Raukura.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, they're, yeah, really good people.
Yeah.
So, constitutional founding document, how do we define that for people who don't know? Because I still grapple with it, even though, you know, I do bits of my own self-directed research on it.
Yeah.
How would you explain it? Because the next step is Mā Tike Mai Aotearoa. And it's an independent working group on constitutional transformation.
Right.
And it was first promoted at a meeting of the Iwi Chairs Forum in 2010, which is 15 years ago.
Right.
And the terms of the reference that was given to the working group was deliberately broad. It was like to develop and implement a model for an inclusive constitution for Aotearoa based on tikanga and kawa, he whakapūtanga o te rangatiratanga o New Te Rene of 1835. This is another piece of paper that many people don't know about.
Right.
That was came before Te Tiriti o Waitangi of 1840 and other indigenous human rights instruments, which enjoy a wide degree of international recognition. I know that Dr. Veronica Tafai has been working for the last, 25 years on it.
Yeah.
Mātua, the late Mātua, Dr. Moana Jackson, wrote Mā Tike Mai.
Right.
So have you ever heard of it?
No.
No. Well, this is the next step is to try and implement it.
Right. Wow.
In terms of governance. Yeah. Well, it's part of Te Tiriti.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I think just getting that knowledge out, I think, is sharing rather than before you implement, you've got to communicate what it is.
I think the communication's coming.
You can't
coming.
Just say it's you know, this is what we're doing. It's like take people on the journey, I think, is the big
part. Well, I think a lot of people have been on the journey, but you are right. They're going to, it's.
Yeah. Well,
well, we, you know, but has Te Tiriti. You raise a good point, but I would counteract that. I'm playing sort of devil's advocate.
No.
Has Te Tiriti been honoured or not since the signing? Where did it break down and where did the power structure lean heavily with the crown, towards the crown?
Yeah. I mean, my mum's reaction to the treaty settlements and stuff like that, she was a racist. She said she was a racist. She knew she was a racist. And her thing was that, you know, it was all this money and they're getting it and what have they done for it? But it's like she didn't understand the meaning behind all these settlements were for righting some wrongs that were done such a long time ago.
Yeah.
I
think people grapple because, again, lack of education.
Yeah.
I think more lack of education in I'm saying this kindly, ignorance, because if we all knew what was agreed upon on Te Tiriti.
Yes.
And then what happened since?
What happened since? Absolutely. Then.
And some people don't want to look because they go, oh, it's in the past. It's like, well, you know, this. You need to look at the past to understand how we came to where we are currently.
Yeah. I mean, I must go home and have a conversation with my 28-year-old daughter and just see what she learnt at school.
And you know, your mum's not the only one. Even like people in my community, I think New Zealand Samoan diaspora tend to forget that, sure, we were born and raised here, but we're visitors.
Yes.
And while the Crown owes us, let's not become oppressors ourselves.
Yes.
We're guests here. So, actually,
yes,
you know, what does that mean in terms of our responsibilities to Tokanga Whenua?
Yeah. You know, I think, I mean, it just, everyone should have the same opportunities. I mean, New Zealand is a fantastic place to live. Why can't everyone be living it in a good quality lifestyle? As in just being able to feed and house themselves in a warm house and be able to feed. I mean,
yeah, just the baseline stuff.
Just the baseline stuff. I mean, everyone should have that in New Zealand.
Yeah. And it's like about levelling the playing field, but this is where you go back to Te Tiriti and Matike Mai.
Yeah.
I think Matike Mai, I just think that will take everybody, it takes everyone into account.
Right.
But also it rebalances the power structure.
Yeah.
Because it was, when they first signed it, I think, you know, some of it they put stuff in there to look good.
Right.
I did a little workshop with one of the Te Atakura educators. But the thing, what it did for everyone, including myself, who were part of that workshop, there were so many more questions because we had to take into account what was happening politically everywhere else, you know.
Right.
And it wasn't like it didn't happen straight away.
Yeah.
But it was a slow, like, how would I put it? Like, for example, when I did some research for a history paper I did on New Zealand, Auckland, down on the waterfront, right?
Yeah.
All those businesses were Māori owned.
Whoa.
So, and this is way after the signing of the treaty.
Right.
So at some point they were ousted out.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. I didn't read any further than that because I was just gobsmacked. And I believe I was like, what the hell?
Right.
You know? So I think Matike Mai is going back to that original, I don't know how I would put it. I'm not that articulate. That original, if it ever was there in the first place. I don't know how to describe it. Sentiments.
Right.
The actual, well, sentiments of Māori.
Yeah.
And maybe some representatives of the Crown, not all of them though.
Yeah.
Plus, not all of them back home knew what people were up to here, like the New Zealand Company.
Yes.
The downright thieves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Selling land that didn't belong to them.
Yes.
To people who wanted to come here for a better life.
Yes.
Everyone got duped.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing.
And those founding families, I mean, they just rolled in it in money on the expense of the,
But my thing is under Te Tiriti, we're all protected.
Right.
Don't go and do your own research, go to workshops, encourage people to do workshops, educate yourself on it. Don't just read the internet and go, because there's all sorts of rubbish on there.
Yep.
Go to actual classes.
Yep.
Because then you'll be given a balance, well, hopefully,
yes,
version of our country's history.
Yeah.
And then you'll understand more.
Yeah.
No, and then come back to me and go blah, blah, blah.
Right, yeah.
And I think we've kind of probably need another break here. I'm trying to remember what song we've got up next.
Snowball?
And I hope people are still awake after that. we've got Snowball by the legend Patti Smith. amazing poet. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show on the Chords of Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Don't look behind me now, I know what's coming. Big white hairy ball of light, looking like a snowball. When it hits me, I'm so amazed. When it hits me, I'm feeling crazed. When it hits me, I start to recall memories flooding like a snowball rolling down the hill. Snowball giving me a chill. Your face that I used to see. Places that we used to be. They start to haunt me, dear. Memories coming loud and clear. Memories I recall coming like a big snowball. But when it hits me, I'm feeling crazed. When it hits me, I'm so amazed. When it hits me, I start to recall memories flooding like a snowball rolling, shining, pressing from that silver screen, moving in on me. Your face that I used to see. Places that we used to be. They don't haunt me, dear. And the memories loud and clear. I just let them roll. Roll like a white snowball. But when they hit me, I'm so amazed. When they hit me, I'm feeling crazed. When they hit me, I start to recall memories flooding.
You're listening to The Raw Fish Show on the Kilted Bananas radio program, Wellington Access 106.1 FM. And that was the legend, Patti Smith. She writes the most amazing poetry. Put out that album, Horses. Such a seminal album. Are you a fan? No, you like country music, eh? Well, what did you think of that track?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
No, I was brought up on country music, but yeah, I'm open to any sort of music.
Yeah.
As long as it's not too headbangy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've got quite eclectic taste.
Yeah.
So we're just talking about maybe I wasn't that articulate, changing mā tike mai and how we need to change how we govern here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that it aligns with te tiriti. And I think New Zealand, Aotearoa, New Zealand is kind of like, even though things are dark in that, I still think we're still kind of like the guiding light, particularly for Indigenous people around the globe.
Yep.
So I think we need to keep marching forward because,
yes,
you know, parts of our world are in a dark place.
Yes.
Some have been for a long time.
Yep.
But even more so.
Yeah.
So if you want to check out Mā Tike Mai and what it is all about, because you're going to hear about and see more about it in the coming months, coming to the election, central government, https://matikemai.maori.nz/matike-mai-aotearoa. Or just Google Matike Mai Māori. And it's got everything there that any questions you want answered, check that website out. We've got Pānui right now. Wellington Pride fundraiser.
Oh.
They've been showing films around destinations in the city.
Right.
The next one is on Sunday, September the 14th, and they're screening Hunger with Catherine Deneuve, a really cool French actress, and David Bowie. And that's Underworld. Yeah, he's like her fledgling.
Oh.
And that's going to be at Underworld Tavern, which is on Pirie Street in Mataiarangi, aka Mount Victoria, just past KFC on the left.
Hmm.
And apparently Drake performer Stabitha right. is hosting and will be performing.
Oh.
And on the news today, the resignation of openly queer MP Benjamin Doyle.
Oh.
He just said he's had enough harassment and his family comes first.
Yep.
So.
That's not good.
Yeah, we need to do better as a community and protect our people.
Yeah. Give them support.
I'm not saying that people haven't, but it's really important. Like I said, we're one of the last bastions of bloody hope for the world.
Mm.
And I don't say that mildly.
No.
Which, unfortunately, also earlier this month, the Pride defence trials have begun.
Oh.
And anyone who has got the time and capacity, please go and support if you can. Well, you know, you do what support looks like for you and what you can handle. If you want more information on the trial dates against the Lava Group, go to the Wellington Pride website. They'll have all the information there. Yeah, it shows we're not a united community, unfortunately.
No.
And now's not the time to fuss over petty stuff.
Yeah.
Just get on board if you can. If not, let everyone else get on with it. But we need everybody on board.
Yeah, we got to stand united.
It's all this petty stuff that is getting in the way.
Yeah.
And they become quite violent things.
Yes.
Yeah. I just think it's sad. That's my two cents on it. It's alien to me. I'm sorry. I'm Samoan.
Yeah.
We don't view trans women the way...
No, they just
whiteies do.
They're quite concrete in their views. It's
stupid.
Like there's just no,
they're not
black and white.
1% of the population, and you're threatened by them.
Yeah,
you're not threatened by white supremacists.
You have to wonder what they're reading from overseas, because
you're not threatened by the fact that our country is under attack by people who have been voted.
Yeah.
Into our parliament. I'd be more scared of that.
Yes.
You know, do you want us to become a fascist state? Because that's what's going to happen if people keep behaving like this.
Mm.
Yep. You can laugh all you like, but yep. it's a reality.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure Americans did not see this coming.
Well,
what's currently going over there. Also, for those of you out in the heart, but also the rest of us in Wellington need to go and support our smaller Pride celebrations. Living in Colour, the annual Pride event at the Douse Museum. You want more information, go on the Douse Museum website or look on that for the event page on Facebook. But it's also time for us to go. It was good talking to you and seeing you again. And thank you so
yes.
much for taking
thank
this pop-up
you.
Episode for the Raw Fish Show. Thank you for having me, Debbie. We're going to go out with sorry, I keep talking over you.
Right, go for it.
I'm worried about the time because yep. we get ripped off 3 minutes of our hour.
We do.
But we're going to go out with Say She with a diss track called Disco Life. You've been listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Cords of Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Kia pai tō rā.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.